It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here's your host, David Pollack.
I'm David Pollack, and welcome to Beauty Inside Out. Today we're going to talk about better beauty habits for a younger you. Now I've got to ask, how many of you have made New Year's resolutions that you haven't kept? How many of you have made the same New Year's resolutions year after year after year? Okay, now be honest with me, because I can see you and I'm counting hands. Okay, let's face it, it's a new year and it's time for a new you. Over the years, we've all slowly gained weight. We've added a wrinkle, maybe two. We've added a gray hair. We've added, just gone through the aging process, but it's time that we take control of it. And I hate to say it, we're on a train ride of life, and we're going to go from point A to point B. But it's time to take control of it. We want to take control of it, and we want to feel, have more energy, look younger, and be in better health. So today, I'm going to help you discover how you can lead a healthier, more energetic, more confident, and truly a beautiful life. I'm going to reveal secrets that will turn beauty inside out. I'm going to help you change your life, not just for today, but for the rest of your life. So sit back, turn up the volume, strap yourself in. We've got a lot to cover. So let's dive into it right now. My personal philosophy, it's that it's not the number of years in your life, but the life in your years. And that's an important statement. Think about that for a minute. Every year around this time, we all make New Year's resolutions. We all promise to eat less desserts, drink less soda, exercise more, whatever it is. But how many of us really keep those commitments? I know I don't. I even go for my annual physicals. I even ask my doctor, over the years I've gained so much weight. What is wrong? Why do I keep gaining all this weight? I'm probably about 40 pounds overweight. I look pregnant. And he looked at me and said, that's the aging process. Just get used to it. And I thought, that's not the right answer. As I'm getting older, I'm getting wiser. I've learned a lot. And I'm, you know, the old saying, youth is wasted on the young. I'm not going to let that happen to me. I'm going to take control of my health. I want to look better. I want to look younger. I want to have more energy. And I'm going to make changes. Now, I'm going to share with you some of these. Don't worry about writing them all down. You can go to our website and get them. You can get this podcast and listen to it and even share it with friends, because I'm going to change your life. So first thing I'm going to tell you to do is let go of all your New Year's resolutions. Just throw them out the window. As I said, I was 40 pounds overweight. So last year, I made a New Year's resolution that for the first time, I stuck with. I actually made a change that lived with me and has improved each time. And here's what I did. It started with a little bit of exercise. I know. Don't let the E word scare you. Because everybody kept telling me to exercise. And to be honest, I didn't want to. I'm lazy. I came up with every excuse why I shouldn't. My favorite TV show's on. I've had a long day. Whatever it is, I made up an excuse. So I'm going to share with you what changed my life. Here's what to do. Get up and plan. Whether it's tonight before you go to bed, whether it's after dinner, whether it's first thing in the morning, just walk once around the block. There's no reason any of us can't do that. Just walk once around the block. That's all I'm asking. Tomorrow, do it again. The next day, do it again. At the end of a week, you're going to start realizing this was easy. I can do it. So what's the big difference? Well, actually, by the end of a week, you're going to start saying, you know what? I do feel like I have a little more energy. This is actually becoming fun. Here's where we're going to go take it up a notch. I want you to walk around the block a second time and do that for several days. And here's where we're going to get a little bit more exercise in. We're going to use the Z word again. Here, I want you to walk a little bit further. Now that you've gotten used to walking, okay, next time you're going to talk to a good family friend, a family member, your best friend in the world, maybe it's a long business call, whatever it is, take your cell phone, start the call, and just start walking. Next thing you know, you'll have walked 20 minutes, had the best time of your life visiting with somebody you love, and you won't even realize you just exercised. I do it, and I'll tell you what, I kept being told I need to do a little bit more, so I started each morning. I can't get started without a cup of coffee. So while you see all these other people exercising with their bottle of water, I actually wake up, get dressed, go outside with my cup of coffee, and I spend the next 15 minutes sipping my cup of coffee while I go for a long walk, and I've just started an exercise routine. I will tell you, in no time at all, you're going to see a difference in your weight and your energy levels. By dropping the weight, you're going to actually start looking younger. You're going to feel more confident. You're going to feel so much better about yourself. You're actually going to start making lifestyle changes, and this was one that we started with that anybody can do. There is no reason not to. So I ask you to make one New Year's resolution that we can all stick to, and that's just start walking. Please start walking just once around the block, and let's start there. Here's my second tip. Let's work on the diet a little. I know. I love chocolate as much as anybody. I love my desserts. I have a sweet tooth. I could eat candy and live on it. The other thing I used to do is drink a ton of soda. So what I'm going to suggest here is cut back on the soda. All of us drink it, just cut back a little bit. I'd love to eliminate it. But if you can cut back a little bit on the soda you drink and replace it with water, iced tea, or other flavored drinks like that. Now, don't start drinking fruit juices thinking that's the solution. They have tons of calories. But use water to help flush out the system. Soda has sodium that will actually store up the water and build up the weight. The bubbles will bloat us. So by cutting back on the soda, you're going to find yourself losing weight faster than you can imagine. When you start drinking a little more water, you're going to help flush out your system. These couple changes are going to help also reduce weight, give you more energy. Now I'm going to tell you, I mentioned earlier, I was 40 pounds overweight when I saw my doctor. I made just these two changes. And I'm going to tell you, in the last year, I have lost 40 pounds. And frankly, I probably could lose a few more. And I am on a mission to do it. So I am going to continue doing it. This is something all of us can do. And today I can tell you I'm in better health now than I was 10 years ago. So while I've got the knowledge that comes with being older, I'm now healthier, more energetic, more confident, and feel better about myself. The third thing I want to share with you is how to tie this to beauty. Our skin is our body's largest organ. Good health and looking good means taking care of ourselves inside and out. Your cells, your skin, is in a constant state of renewal. But with age, that slows down. Dead skin cells can clog pores, dull the skin, make you look older, actually even create larger pore sizes because it clogs the pores. So here's my prescription for healthier, younger looking skin. Wash your skin every morning. Remove makeup before going to bed. And exfoliate your skin every day. Now you can do this in one easy step. Find a cleanser that's not harsh on the skin, that contains exfoliating beads so you can get rid of the dead skin cells. You can reveal new skin cells. You then can hydrate and moisturize. So step one is going to be cleanse, remove makeup, and exfoliate. Step two, hydrate and moisturize the skin. These newly revealed skin cells need to be hydrated, and you're going to keep them looking younger and nourished. The third is to nourish the eye area. The skin around your eyes is different than the rest of your face. It's actually thinner. So there are products specially formulated for the gentle eye area. They're not the same as a normal moisturizer. So step one, cleanse your face. Step two, moisturize your skin. Step three, use an eye cream designed specifically for around the eyes. So I've just shared with you just an overview of three simple things we can do, three New Year's resolutions we can make that will change your life, help you look younger, and give you more energy. So remember, say it with me, and I'm going to tell you, keep listening, because we're going to talk more and more about this in upcoming shows. But I want you to get out there and walk around the block and start exercising. Once around the block, twice around the block, and eventually work up to do it while talking with your friends on a cell phone. You're going to find you're more connected with your friends and in a healthier shape. Next, cut out sodas or minimize them as much as possible. And start drinking a little more water to help flush out the system. And step three, take care of your skin. You may not have all these years, but it's never too late. Cleanse your skin, exfoliate the dead skin cells, hydrate the newly revealed skin cells, and use an eye cream around the eyes. I want to thank you for listening. This is David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out, and make sure you follow all my shows on the Radio MD Network. I have so much to cover, so just wait until you hear this.